Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today, we're discussing the topic of get better results with less work, where automation makes sense in multifamily. Joining me by phone is a leading supplier partner in the multifamily industry, the fantastic Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balance Asset Solutions. Welcome, Mo.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Happy to be here.
Yeah. You know, you and I ran into each other at the NAA conference in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and it's always interesting to me to kind of attend the different educational sessions that they offer at all the conferences that are out there. And I can tell you that over the last year or so, or maybe longer, automation, AI automation, has really been at the forefront of a lot of the topics that are out there. It's a hot topic in multifamily. So what are you seeing from the operators you work with across the country, and what are some of the most common day-to-day tasks that seem to be dragging or being a drag on their time?
Yeah, great question, Paul. You know, one thing I'll preface with is, you know, AI and automation is a tool, right? It's only as effective as how you utilize it. Think of it as kind of like a hammer in your tool chest, if you will. Based on our extensive work with working with a lot of multifamily operators nationwide, we consistently see a handful of kind of critical day-to-day tasks that are extremely very time-consuming and have a drag on teams, impeding kind of their efficiency and honestly morale. One good example is manual bank reconciliations. So this is the process of reconciling the items that are on your bank statement with what is in your accounting system. Most teams spend, you know, a lot of time, countless hours each week, or maybe at the end of the month for days, meticulously matching transactions. And this process is very ripe for being very error prone and can be incredibly inefficient. And this task is also coupled with, you know, things like chasing down invoices and understanding what payments are for that are showing up on the bank account statement. The sheer volume of invoices, you know, coupled with the manual data entry and things like approval workflows create like a significant bottleneck delaying payments and potentially impacting vendor relationships. But the bank reconciliation process is definitely very, very important. For some larger operators, they may have hundreds of bank accounts sometimes, and it's very easy if they don't have a good process internally to ensure that that gets done and it gets done timely, that things can kind of fall through the cracks and every transaction that's flowing through the bank account is not properly accounted for. A good example is, you know, it's just working or speaking to a customer earlier today as we were kind of going through an audit of their accounting system, and, you know, they had cash that was showing up on their balance sheet on a couple of their properties that were not associated with bank accounts, and those bank accounts had never been reconciled either. And so it's, you know, from a forensic accounting perspective, it's kind of funny money, if you will, and very concerning because it's essentially inflating the value or the cash that's on these properties. Aside from the bank reconciliations, another major drain that we see is the manual generation of owner reports at the month end. Usually this involves collecting data from a bunch of different disparate systems, formatting, last minute corrections, and this can lead to late reporting and immense pressure on the accounting team. Lease renewals and the process of going through and trying to ensure and maximize the renewal rates is also a task that requires has its own challenges and usually with the result of inconsistent document tracking, fragmented communication leads to this process being very inefficient. And this particularly impacts resident satisfaction and also creates potential compliance risk if you have affordable or LIHTC type of properties and stuff. There's a whole compliance process that you need to kind of go through as well. So these are a handful of examples. You know, a lot of these tasks don't kind of scale, but they are essential if you are growing as a business, and they can get very overwhelming fast.
You know, the inefficiencies you described, I've got to think that most people today, you know, in operations, know that they're inefficiencies, or they go unnoticed. So, what do you think is the most prevalent reason out there? That are they going unnoticed that there are inefficiencies there, or are they just tolerating them until they figure something's got to give?
You know, that's a great question, and I heard this quote, and I've probably heard it from, but you know, the things that you don't change are the things that you settle for. You know, it's a phenomenon that we observe constantly, and it boils down to a few core reasons. Firstly, a lot of these inefficiencies, staff often feel like it's part of the job. You know, teams have simply just adapted to the burden, assuming it's the inevitable cost of doing business in multifamily. They simply haven't or don't realize that there's a better, more streamlined way of doing it. Secondly, there's a pervasive mindset that if it's functional enough to survive, it stays that way. You know, we are all creatures of habit, and operators are really usually deeply entrenched in the get it done type of mentality and constantly putting out fires that they lack the time or perspective to truly analyze, step back, and kind of improve processes. Proactive process reviews rarely happen until something breaks, a critical deadline is missed, an audit raises a flag, or key staff is burnt out. And this reactive approach really allows for a lot of inefficiencies to kind of fester. And the cumulative effect, however, is severe. It inevitably leads to burnout anyway across the team and chronically late reporting, errors that can be fairly costly. And this erodes the bottom line and just overall operational confidence in general.
What are some real world examples that you know of regarding operators who pretty much hit the wall on these issues? And we've got about 3.5 minutes left.
Sure. You know, I'll share with you a couple examples. So one is an organization we're working with out of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. And one challenge that they were having with their application process is that they were seeing, you know, close to a 30% cancellation rate associated with their applications. Like folks that, you know, submitted applications did not go all the way through the process to get to the lease. And 30% is fairly significant if you're running a fairly large portfolio. This client had close to about 9,000 units. And what we saw when we actually did a deep dive and we did like a secret shopper exercise where we had a staff member actually go through and submit an application and go through that process. And what we saw is just going through the actual online rental application required 26 pages.
Oh, wow.
As they were going through the application, and a lot of that was fairly unnecessary. You know, there's a page, for example, that would show up to enter your pet information. Although on the previous page, if you flagged, no, I don't have any pets, it still brought you to that page to enter your pet information. You know, There were a lot of disclaimers throughout the actual application workflow that quite honestly are not completely necessary. Things like, hey, you need to have insurance with a minimum liability of $100,000, which is pervasive in this industry, but unnecessary to continue to call out in each page. And so we've kind of optimized that process for them, decreased it from 26 steps down to just 9 steps. And with that, we were able to increase or decrease their cancellation rate by close to 22%. And this increased the velocity of them turning over or getting the units rented out, which again, that hits your bottom line because, you know, as long as a vacancy is sitting on the market unrented, it's not generating revenue. This is just one example. Another example is another client we were working with that was doing very manual kind of bank reconciliations. There are options in these software products like InYardi and AppFolio that allow for you to be able to kind of streamline that process and use bank feed functionality to easily be able to identify the transactions that are not in your accounting system that are hitting your bank account. And this was a client that we had to kind of coach and do some process improvement or change to push the accounting team to create all the transactions in real time, you know, versus having kind of rogue transactions that are hitting the bank account and not being picked up until the bank at the time of the bank reconciliation. And so tweaking kind of processes and kind of changing the way that things are done definitely makes a huge impact in kind of streamlining and kind of increasing that operational efficiency. Ultimately, you know, using automation and using tools like AI and these LLM products and whatnot are, you know, they're not fruitful if, you know, if you haven't addressed kind of the low hanging fruit of just operationally streamlining the way things are done before you layer on anything that's automating.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers Water and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's P-L-U-M-M-E-R.com.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of get better results with less work, where automation makes sense in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a leading supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the great Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Mo, in the first segment, we talked about the operational bottleneck and what the problem actually is with automation and getting people to understand automation. Let's talk a little bit about what to automate and what to avoid. There's a lot of buzz, obviously, as we talked about around automation. Where should multifamily operators actually start?
Right. Definitely a lot of buzz around kind of automation and AI, generally speaking. So usually when we're advising multifamily operators, we strongly advocate taking kind of a strategic high impact approach. And what we mean by that is focusing on and defining what successful outcomes are, and being able to do so by finding, you know, maybe a handful of use cases that are grounded in pain points with high value impact. You want to automate areas where volume is high and the rules are very clear. And this means focusing on processes where that are very repetitive, occur frequently, and follow a predictable set of steps. And furthermore, we also suggest, like, you know, actually quantifying the drag and the bottleneck associated with those outcomes and those use cases to be able to categorize or prioritize which ones to kind of start off with. You know, usually the best starting points we consistently kind of recommend on areas where taking a lot of manual time is things associated with workflows. So it can be maintenance workflows like unit turns, lease turnover workflows, standardizing, you know, invoice ingestion and payment processing. And, you know, these particular processes are not only low risk in terms of implementation, but they're also are able to typically deliver on a fast ROI. And by targeting these areas first, operators can kind of quickly demonstrate tangible time savings and error reduction, building that internal buy-in and momentum for broader automation initiatives. It's about achieving, you know, these small early wins that reinforce the value of strategic technology adoption. Another thing that I'll comment on is that, you know, you can't automate and you can't improve on something you're not measuring, right? And so it's important to have an established baseline and documented, you know, procedures of what you're looking to automate. There's a difference between, you know, anecdotal feedback of, hey, you know, this particular task or set of steps or actions that need to be taken are very manual and very annoying. But, you know, what is the quantified benefit if we can't put a figure to it? To understand, you know, how important or critical or prioritized that should be to be automated.
You know, there's all kinds of processes out there that operators go through and their teams go through. What do you think some of those processes are that should not be automated?
So automation does offer a lot of benefits, but it's very critical to understand its limitations. You know, we often caution clients against automating processes that involve, you know, significant human judgment, require like nuanced context, or deal with a level of high emotion. For instance, you know, resident communication when it comes to things like evictions, things like chatbots and automated text replies, it can potentially backfire without oversight. You know, while initial contact can be automated, anything requiring, you know, a level of empathy or like problem solving or handling, you know, resident grievances or demands, like human interaction to maintain satisfaction. Similarly, you know, maintenance ticket routing can be tricky. You know, categorization or poor prioritization assignment often depend on like the ground team for context, and kind of standardizing that will allow for you to be able to take a next level step of kind of automating that. But generally speaking, any process where judgment, exceptions, or emotions are involved should be handled with care. I mean, it's a strong candidate for human oversight, not full automation. You know, really the goal isn't to replace people, but to complement them and to provide staff with more tools to free up their time from repetitive tasks. They can focus on the complex problem solving, strategic thinking, and building those relationships. Automating the wrong processes can lead to, you know, significant errors, frustrated residents, and ultimately a breakdown in trust, undermining the very efficiency you're looking to achieve here.
Give some examples of some of the processes that you believe should be automated.
Yeah, so things like talking to a property manager in Texas the other day out of Houston, and I manage just close to about 10,000 units. And you know, they shared this stat with us that I wasn't completely aware of, but they saw a 30% increase in resident conversions from applications or guest cards, folks that have expressed interest in one of their properties or units to lease. They saw that uptick happen when somebody reached out directly to that person via a phone call within 5 minutes of them submitting an inquiry. And so things like that initial outreach is a great step and something that has tremendous value, especially if it's increasing the likelihood and the conversion rate associated with a guest card or prospect to a resident. So that's a great example of one area where, you know, automating or using chatbots and some of these software products like Guardian AppFolio have it built in within their products to be able to kind of do so and automate that.
Yeah, we've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment, but why don't you give our listeners some advice on if somebody wants to automate, but they don't know where to begin, what should they do?
Good question. So for companies feeling overwhelmed, usually by the prospect of automation, and, you know, and this notion is being pushed, you know, you see it in the marketing jargon, the software companies that are pushing it, and just generally where tech is today. You know, my advice is be very consistent and practical. Start small. Don't aim to overhaul everything at once. Instead, choose just one bottleneck and solve it well and document that success. Identify a single painful manual process that causes daily frustration and document the amount of efficiency gain as you're automating that. Crucially, you know, get input from the team using these processes every day. They're the frontline experts who understand the nuances and potential pitfalls. You know, their buy-in is very vital for successful automation. As you implement, tracking that time savings and error reduction, showing that value and quantifying that impact in terms of hours saved or mistakes avoided or reporting deadlines met. I guess data is essential for justifying that effort and building internal momentum. And once that initial targeted, you know, automation works successfully, you can then expand gradually with a clear plan, leveraging your first success as a blueprint for future efficiencies. And this ultimately, this iterative approach, you know, builds confidence, minimizes risk, and ensures sustainable operational improvement.
How are you finding the companies are attacking this when they're pretty much starting from ground zero and they want to automate? Are they assigning the task to a team within their company, or is it one person doing it, or are they just piecemealing it together? What's the most common thing you see?
Yeah, good question. You know, honestly, like oftentimes what we see is the executives and decision makers at these companies usually are hearing, you know, marketing jargon or otherwise from different software companies that they may be using today or others that are pursuing to do business with them. And oftentimes, you know, there's this assumption or prevailing mindset that, hey, you know, I just buy this software or AI, whatever that AI does, whether it's automated communication or invoice processing or what have you, and we just purchase it and then it's going to solve my operational bottleneck, whatever that process may be. And the fact of the matter is that it requires kind of first internal delegation and ownership of it. It's not something that you can just implement, give access to your internal staff and expect for there to be widespread adoption and value being derived from that investment that's being made. And so this whole notion of automation, it's intertwined with just a consistent improvement in operational efficiency. And that's something that organizations should be taking seriously. Because the amount of work that, or the amount of time it takes for work to be done and, you know, a set of steps and processes and procedures that need to be followed need to be quantified and kind of documented. And so oftentimes what we see is folks, you know, purchasing these software products, but they don't have a documented set of steps and they don't have a baseline of understanding where things are today, or they may have a misconstrued understanding or an assumption and anecdotal feedback on how long it takes to do something, but they truly don't know the actual process. And so what we always suggest is you need to start to understand, you know, where your baseline, where you're at today. And then, you know, work on those small wins and work together as an organization to increase that operational efficiency, negate steps where it's unnecessary, and, you know, leverage the software, even the software that you already have today, in order to be able to fully maximize that automation.
All right. Well, we are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com smart.com/MFM.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co. Zentra.co. Zintra.co. Or contact your Allegion representative.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of get better results with less work, where automation makes sense in multifamily. I'm Paul Barks, and joining me by phone is a leading supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the fabulous Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom utility allowance models. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience and two dots, the only true and all-in-one focus fraud prevention and underwriting solution for multifamily, trusted by six of the NMHC top 10. So, Mo, let's talk a little bit about metrics that matter. There are so many reports and dashboards available, different platforms people are using. What should operators really be paying attention to?
Oh, that's a really great question. So in a data-rich environment like multifamily, it's very easy to get lost in just a sea of reports. And a lot of these software products offer a lot of different reports, even reports that are showing the same information in different ways. We usually advise operators to focus on a very short list, a short impactful list of key metrics that directly illuminate the true financial health and operational performance. And these metrics, these are the metrics that show where the money is leaking and where it's being made. At the top of that list, one that we usually suggest is turnover timeline and the cost of turning over units. And the reason that this is important is because obviously the longer it takes to turn over a unit, the longer that that unit is not generating income. If we look at, you know, all the different processes that go into turning over a unit, you have the inspection that needs to be done when the tenant moves out. You have the work orders or service requests that need to be created after the move out and the work that needs to be done. Usually, you know, the painting, any small renovation. And then you have the advertising and the marketing of the unit, and then starting to vet the prospects, applicants, and then eventually getting a tenant into the unit. The industry standard or kind of the goal for turning over units is about 1 week time, 7 days. It's very rare that we've ever seen an organization that's actually been able to achieve that. And that's a significant metric that's very important and something that should be seen and shared internally in the organization with, you know, the maintenance staff that's working on the unit turns, as well as the property managers that are looking to lease the unit. You're working with a customer and then built these dashboarding products for them. And one of the metrics that they wanted to get extreme visibility into is the cost of turnovers and how long it takes for them to turn over units. The owner and even their head of operations, their baseline assumption anecdotally was that, you know, it doesn't take us more than about 8 or 9 days. When we actually pulled the data out of their database and analyzed their move-ins and move-outs, you know, the average turnover we were seeing was actually closer to about 21 days, which is 3 weeks, 2 weeks more than what they were potentially expecting. And there was a couple of different things that were contributing to that. One, they had a couple of their properties, the maintenance staff was stretched way too thin. And there are oftentimes folks that have been in the unit for quite some time and the heavier renovation effort was needed, but their staff was too thin to be able to address that and turn the unit around as quickly as the organization would have hoped. And this was concerns that was voiced by some of their maintenance managers, but the management team did not have the data to kind of validate what the impact is of not acting on that and getting that individual, the additional staff that they needed. Up until they saw the actual data, you know, every company has like their Monday morning report or their all hands meeting and whatnot. And usually they're looking at some whiteboard or dashboard or what have you and focusing on certain metrics, like, and usually turnovers are one of them. And so after we built that dashboarding and you know, armed them with that data, they supplied the additional staff member, they're able to decrease that turnover time from, you know, about 21 days down to about 7 days. And that difference of 2 weeks materialized in an additional $35,000 in monthly income that the organization was receiving. And so from just that change. And again, the data was in their database. It just wasn't widely seen, focused on, and collaborated across the organization. So that's one. Another is delinquency trends. A good place for automation is, you know, outreaching to folks, the tenants that are late on their rent, you know, having an email and a text reminder, letting them know that rent is coming due, when it's about to be late and late fees are about to post, another reminder. And then even after, so a day, a couple of days after, to send another reminder. And although this may seem multiple different touch points, what, you know, I have an example of one client that was following up with tenants on the delinquencies, but they would always send via email and they weren't using the software to send out automated text messages. And when we actually turned that on and built out a process kind of around coupling the emails with the text message automation, they actually saw a decrease in delinquency in the beginning of the month. And so, you know, most folks have their phones on them, and so they may not be looking at their email all the time, but they're probably a lot more privy in seeing text messages that are coming in. And so they may have forgot to pay rent and see a text message and then they go to pay the rent. So we saw a huge adoption or decrease in delinquency by just automating that.
Are there any, I guess, what you would call vanity metrics that you see people trying to chase that really don't help or mean much?
Yeah, it's a good question. We do frequently encounter operators that get sidetracked by vanity metrics. I think it's important to understand, like, any metric that you want to kind of focus on, there needs to be a direct line to either revenue, time savings, or revenue gains, right? And so there are metrics that look very impressive on paper, but they offer very little or real insight into the bottom line. Prime example is lease velocity. While a high number of lease signed per week might seem fantastic, if the underlying expenses for acquiring and maintaining those residents are out of control, that high velocity doesn't help your bottom line. I have one client as an example that had actually very high lease velocity, but the average cost of acquisition or converting an applicant was closer to about $1,800 because they're paying, you know, these ILS sites a very high lofty fee to be kind of at the top of the search query when a potential resident or prospect is searching for units in their area. And so, you know, we had suggested a pivot and kind of move some investment over to SEO so that the organic traffic can increase, and that's free traffic, although it requires consistent investment in SEO. But simply just focusing on, you know, things like lead volume or like traffic, you know, can be misleading. You know, a massive influx of leads is meaningless if your conversion rate is very low. It indicates, you know, a fundamental issue in kind of just your marketing messaging, property appeal. And so some of these metrics become truly valuable only when viewed in conjunction with the conversion rate or cost and ultimately how revenue is generated. And so, and really the danger of vanity metrics is that they provide a false sense of security, it diverts attention and resources from the true drivers of profitability and operational health.
How does automation help to, I guess, unlock better, more reliable data so that someone can make educated decisions?
Yeah, good question. So automation, generally speaking, is the bedrock of reliable data. You know, its primary contribution is ensuring that processes are done the same way every time. Manual processes, by their nature, you know, they introduce a lot of variability. Different people performing different tasks slightly differently, leading to inconsistent data entry, missteps, and varied interpretations of the data. And so this lack of standardization is a silent killer of data quality. And good examples is, you know, you could be operating a large multifamily portfolio. If one region is doing their lease renewals differently than another region, it makes it very difficult to understand the efficiency of that process, right? And that automation eliminates this variability. When a task is automated, it executes that identical set of steps precisely and consistently every single time. And this consistency creates clean and trustworthy data. When your reporting and your dashboards are fed by clean and accurate data, your insights become far more reliable and you can make business decisions. And conversely, when that reporting is based on bad input, it leads to bad decisions because there's a lot of noise, whether that's, you know, misallocating, you know, marketing spend or inaccurate conversion rate data or making poor capital expenditures choices based on flawed net operating income figures. You know, ultimately, you know, clean books and processes equal confidence in your numbers, and that equals, you know, faster, smarter moves, especially in a competitive market. So automation is the engine that kind of drives that data confidence.
Okay, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Managing multifamily assets shouldn't mean juggling platforms and drowning in emails. Meet DeskFirst.com, your all-in-one solution. Showcase available units with stunning virtual desktops, complete with virtual tours and floor plans. Empower your teams with real-time collaborative workspaces. Keep investors engaged with sleek, custom-branded portals and onboard residents faster with intuitive personalized portals for everything from lease access service to service requests. Affordable, easy to use, built for multifamily. Go to DeskFirst.com to close deals faster, engage others better, and manage your assets smarter.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Welcome to the future of property management with Two Dots, the revolutionary platform that transforms how you verify income and identity while stopping fraud in its tracks. Manual reviews are slow, error-prone, and risky. Two Dots automates verification with advanced AI that instantly detects fake documents, and our team handles the follow-ups so your leasing agents don't have to. Save 1.5 hours per applicant, minimize legal risk, and unlock up to $300 in additional NOI per unit annually. But don't take our word for it. We'll test all of your previous applications for fraud free in just 15 minutes to show you what you missed. Say goodbye to bad debt and hello to smarter, faster leasing with Two Dots. Visit us at twodots.net. That's TWODOTS.net and see for yourself today.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of get better results with less work, where automation makes sense in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a leading supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the awesome Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balance Asset Solutions. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Mo, let's talk a little bit in this last segment before we transition about building the right operating system. And for a property manager who feels like they're behind the eight ball, what's one step they can take today to start improving their operations?
Yeah, good question. So, and I think this is kind of a general approach anybody in the industry, whether it's a maintenance manager, leasing manager, property manager, an executive, an operations manager, pick the single most impactful process that's very, very painful. You don't want to try to fix everything all at once. You know, focus on a notorious bottleneck. And, perhaps, you know, one example is talking to a client earlier today is, you know, their property management team goes through a manual and arduous process when it comes to payment processing or invoice processing. And this property manager that I'm speaking of would get calls throughout the day from vendors who've sent invoices previously weeks back and had not been paid yet and don't understand or have visibility into the status of their invoice and when they're going to be getting paid. This was a great example of a process that they can automate. You know, the process that they have today, you know, the invoice gets sent by the vendor. They print out the invoice. The person who's the front desk agent, like, stamps it to show the, you know, to reference the day that the invoice was received. Then it routes to the property manager. The physical piece of paper is brought to the property manager that oversees that particular property or portfolio. They review it for accuracy. They give their stamp of approval. Then it goes to the accounting team. The accounting team enters the initial data entry steps, and then it gets routed to the CFO to approve of accuracy. And then it gets to the CEO to actually print his signature on the actual check. And so that is a very long, arduous process, and it's not digitized either. And they're using a product like AppFolio today where they can literally automate that entire process. And so what we have suggested is hey, take the next critical action is to map that entire process out, document step by step on everything that's being done, how long it usually takes to get from one step to the next step, and get very granular. Every click, every decision point, every person that's involved. And this mapping process alone often usually reveals inefficiencies. One was the need to have the owner sign the check. You know, he'd be golfing or out of the office or for whatever reason. And sometimes they can't get a payment out to a vendor because the check can't be physically signed. However, they have a system today that is able to process online payments. They can simply ask for the ACH information for the vendor. And once, you know, the invoice actually gets approved, they should be getting their payment within a day or two. And so usually mapping out this process will reveal immediate inefficiencies and then, you know, start experimenting with those simple improvements. And this example that I gave you is actually having a digital approval workflow rather than paper being printed, stamps being used to be able to document each step of the approval process, use the software to be able to do so. And this improvement, implementing this feature, standardizing that template of what that the approval process looks like, is helps kind of adopting, you know, small automation one step kind of at a time. And the goal is to really start with what's slowing your team down the most, tackling that one very painful area and deliver immediate relief. And that helps build crucial momentum and confidence. And usually when we're dissecting a company's process and asking them, hey, why is this step necessary? Usually the answer is because the owner or somebody else wants visibility into the process and to ensure there's some control over how expenses are being paid, which, you know, software today offers that visibility. A lot of these programs have, you know, approval workflows that need to, that where expenses need to go through before a payment is being made. And ultimately, there's no reason why a check needs to be printed. You know, the amount of savings that this organization would receive is, you know, the back and forth that the property managers have to do whenever a vendor hasn't received payment, or if there's a check that's sent in the mail and for some reason USPS drops the ball and loses the mail or something like that. And now there's the vendor is reaching back out to the management company, and it creates just this chaos internally of consistently having to, you know, figure out who approved the invoice and where it is, rather than having like that entire approval process digitized. So it has complete visibility across the org, expenses are controlled, and the actual payment is automated by having that ACH or online payment option.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left or 3 minutes left before I want to transition us to something else. But I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what separates the top performing multifamily operators that you work with from everyone else?
Good question. You know, what really consistently separates top performing operators from the rest is its fundamental commitment to systems, not superheroes. You know, average operators relying on individual team members heroically putting out fires, you know, often working unsustainable hours. You know, top performers conversely, like they build robust, repeatable processes, and this empowers the team and creates consistency. You know, their operations are characterized by accurate data. They trust their numbers because their processes ensure clean input, and their processes are repeatable, meaning they function consistently regardless of who is performing the task, reducing errors, the bottleneck associated with any one individual. And consequently, their teams aren't consistently putting out fires. They're focused on value add activities, strategic growth. And these operators don't simply just chase tools in search of a magic bullet. Instead, first, they build discipline around their workflows, data integrity, and only then do they strategically really use technology to scale, amplifying that efficiency, and that ensures sustained high performance, you know, across the portfolio.
I've got one more question before we get on to something else, and that is, you know, you work with a lot of different companies. Do you find that these best performing operators or top performing operators come in different shapes and sizes? In other words, small operators versus the big names in the business, or do you see a lot of them being, they have to have a larger team to be able to do these things?
No, I mean, if we fundamentally break down the central tenets of this industry, it doesn't matter if you're managing 1,000 units or 100,000 units. At the end of the day, you have units that need to be filled with tenants, rent that needs to be paid, vendors that need to be paid, units that need to be renovated and turned over, management fees that need to be collected, owners, investors that need to be distributed funds to, and reporting that needs to be put together. The only difference of, you know, a smaller organization from a much larger organization is just the scale and the volume of the work that needs to be done. But, you know, we always constantly kind of advocate KISS, you know, keep it stupid simple. And that ensures for you to be able to scale profitably as well. And you know, we're always constantly trying to help clients shift from perpetually being in get it done mode to strategically do it better. When operators are drowning in that day-to-day chaos, long-term thinking feels impossible. We help them kind of escape that trap by first identifying and tackling the single high impact operational bottlenecks. And these small wins build momentum. They provide immediate relief and demonstrate tangible benefits. And once we help them free up that critical time, that mental bandwidth from that daily grind, they can really finally invest in planning and not just reacting. We help them in guiding to leverage their newly gained confidence, help further kind of develop a proactive approach and a strategic roadmap for their operations. And this includes building scalable systems, optimizing SOPs, financial reporting, future growth, and enhancing team development. So it's about moving from a firefighting culture to one of continuous improvement, where every operational refinement contribution, like, it leads to, you know, further long-term profitability and just sustainable growth.
We got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to kind of change and just tell our listeners a little bit about Balanced Asset Solutions, what you guys are looking for, and how you can help people, as well as if they want to get in touch with Balanced Asset Solutions, or you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so Balanced Asset Solutions is a CPA and a technology advisory consultancy firm. We work with multifamily operators, regardless of what platform or technologies you're using. We're experts and licensed consultants in Yardia, Folio, et cetera. And we help clients, one, increasing their operational efficiency using technology, standardizing and scaling processes, including leveraging automation in these products, as well as developing even custom tools to help kind of further automate the business. We are also a CPA firm, so we do also work with, auditors. We also offer audit services and taxes and things like cost segregation services and ways to be able to mitigate tax well. So, you know, I would bundle us as kind of like a CPA consultancy and marketing agency, just specifically dedicated to the multifamily industry. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at www.balancedassetsolutions.com.
And just for their benefit, you work in multiple markets as well?
That's right. Yeah, we have clients in 38 different states and 5 countries. So, wow. Yeah, we're very privy and knowledgeable in nuances in particular markets as well.
Well, perfect. Hey, Mo, thanks so much for being here. I'm sure I'll see you at an upcoming conference coming up. And it's always great to have you. You always bring the receipts with you when you come. So thanks so much. All right. We'll be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.